Good day. It is Thursday, March 6, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, as the state prepares for a busy election year, one county makes changes to its polling sites.
Plus, a physical fitness event this weekend celebrates two very different causes. And we visit with the founder of the Soweto Gospel Choir. The group will perform this evening at Walton Arts Center.
But first, a lawsuit aimed at halting more stringent requirements for canvassers gathering signatures for ballot measures has succeeded in court. Circuit Judge Mary McGowan found all six provisions of the law to be unconstitutional. Opponents of the law, including attorney David Couch, who argued the case before the court, says it puts unwarranted burdens on canvassers, such as throwing out entire submissions because of just one error.
So if you turned in 62,507 what I'll call raw signatures, and some of those petition forms had material defects or obvious fraud, or there were a bunch of other elements that they had, then the Secretary of State was obligated to not count those at all.
But proponents of the legislation argue new requirements for petitions are needed. Democratic State Senator Robert Thompson of Paragold, who co-sponsored the law, did not comment specifically on the case, but says he believes the law strikes the right balance.
It seemed to me that what became Act 1413 preserved the rights of people to put petitions on the ballot, while at the same time enacting some anti-fraud measures.
A spokesman for the Attorney General's office says they are disappointed with the decision and are considering an appeal.
Nearly 50 Arkansas school districts, including several in Northwest Arkansas, are asking for waivers from the state to reduce the number of snow days that must be made up this school year. Kimberly Friedman, spokeswoman for the Arkansas Department of Education, says the department considers several factors in determining whether to grant a waiver.
Schools had to have missed at least 10 days in order to apply for a waiver. And as of Friday, we had 47 school districts who had applied for a waiver, and we still have school districts either sending amendments in or new school districts applying for waivers.
Schools are required by the state to have 178 instructional days in the academic year. But Friedman says some districts have missed nearly 20 days because of repeated rounds of wintry weather hitting the state.
They can use previously scheduled teacher work days as instructional days. They can actually use some of their holidays to make up some of their days that they've missed due to inclement weather. If they're using part or all of spring break, if they're willing to add days on to the end of the school year, and other proposed options that we're looking at. But they do have to show that they're making an effort to try to make up as many of those days that they can.
The deadline for districts to apply is Friday.
Yesterday, we reported that an investment group in Kansas City is acquiring Hot Springs-based Mountain Valley Water Company. Collins Pugh, the director of marketing for Mountain Valley, says that in addition to a switch in majority control of the company, production will also increase.
Great Range Capital has become our majority shareholder of Mountain Valley Spring Company, and everything's continuing business as usual. We've added an extra line at our facility, and so we've added some extra employees in the manufacturing side as well as our sales side.
Pugh says Mountain Valley will continue to focus its efforts in the premium market for bottled water. She expects the infusion of capital to help the brand expand operations. Mountain Valley is already carried in parts of all 50 states.
A Central Arkansas judge who was a candidate for the Arkansas Court of Appeals has removed himself from the race after admitting to making controversial comments in an online forum. According to Talk Business Arkansas, Judge Mike Maggio of Conway yesterday issued a statement in which he admitted to making online comments about a high-profile adoption case, as well as comments about women, sex, and other inappropriate subjects. The liberal-leaning blog Blue Hog Report brought the comments to light earlier this week.
The U.S. Senate has approved another judicial appointee to the federal bench in Arkansas. According to the City Wire, the Senate yesterday approved the nomination of Timothy Brooks, a Fayetteville attorney, to serve as a U.S. District Court judge for the Western District of Arkansas. Both of Arkansas senators praised Brooks's confirmation, touting his experience and background as qualifications for the appointment. Brooks has been a partner with Taylor Law Partners in Fayetteville since 1993, where he has spent his 24-year legal career.
Tyson Foods has been awarded a multi-million dollar contract to supply chickens to the federal government. According to the Department of Defense, the $444 million contract means the Springdale-based poultry company will provide commercial chicken items for 3 years to support overseas military customers. Tyson won the contract over eight other bidding companies.
The University of Arkansas women's basketball team last night fought to the buzzer, but a missed last-second shot prevented a win over Ole Miss in the opening round of the SEC tournament in Duluth, Georgia. The Razorbacks lost with a final score of 63-62, putting the team's season record at 12-19 and 2-14 in conference play.
Forecast this evening calls for mostly clear skies, with overnight lows from 28 in northwest Arkansas to 31 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs around 63 degrees. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with overnight lows from 35 to 40.